tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
She ride.
What?
She ride.
Uh-oh.
Trinae.
Hey, go ahead, Trinae. Two hands on one knee.
Pop that thing.
Because he's in love with the stripper. What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jr. here in studio with 11 Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up?
Trinae Todd.
Hey, I just learned from the strippers.
And Stephon Iamorphire Wallace.
Shout out to T-Pain. Florida represent. Stand up.
You know what? Shout out to you. You've been racking up these damn commercials.
Hey, man.
I can't turn my TV up without seeing Stephon.
Stephon is everywhere.
That's why I decided to turn on you, because you're doing so well.
He's on fire.
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
No, Stephon, because we can't have you out here on these streets.
Not out on these streets, falling in love with strippers and shit.
I might have to do what I had to do, just like Shonda.
Just to get through.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Food on
all right, so let's talk about it. It's been in the news all damn motherfucking week. I don't know if you've seen the goddamn Shade Room or whatnot. I was trying not to pay a goddamn attention to any of it. However, y'all motherfuckers be tagging me in shit.
So we appreciate it.
Love it. Thank you, because I wouldn't be looking for it.
Okay.
Still ain't.
Okay. So apparently, Erica Menace Thirsty Self
involved
her little friend who's gay in the gay community. And apparently, he posted a picture of Amber.
Mm-hmm.
In which he said, Amber girl,
Amber,
now you know me and Miles are cool.
Lying?
But here's the thing. I remember a couple years ago when you were trying to hook me up with your cousin, and your cousin was Miles. Now I'm saying this ain't coming from like a legit source.
Why you always lying?
Why you always lying? Girl, you couldn't be on a TV show, so you coming on Shade Room.
Oh my God.
I'm just wondering, because now it's not a credible source, because I mean, it could just be slander of the sexes.
Yeah,
like,
no.
He might have wanted to hook up with Miles, and Miles didn't give him no time of day, so all of a sudden that was
and
this.
She ain't got no man no more, and not going to be in love with
him. Who ain't?
Erica
Mena. Well, by what post, he was at her birthday the other night, but you know what I mean?
But they ain't getting married.
Damn, he got too much
she
going on.
Need the new
How do you not go to Erica Mena's birthday, even if y'all broke up? You still got to go.
I'm just mad Erica Mena over here talking about, wow, so I guess everyone on Love & Hip Hop can call themselves an actor. Now, remember,
she was always just a video girl.
Remember the day
of November, the 5th of November.
Last year, bitch. Mm. Last motherfucking year.
Last year.
All right. So anyways, so that tea's been out there. Miles and Milana have apparently broken up. Mm. But if the case is that Amber and Miles are cousins, then I'm just looking at Mona like, bitch, do y'all research before you just pulling these actors on. I mean, you get SAG
what
credit for this.
What a lost opportunity.
Do you get SAG?
We were supposed to look that up.
Do you get SAG from doing reality
shows?
TV?
I don't think so.
Reality involves you in
Screen
Actors Guild.
At least lie to something that you can get a Screen Actors Guild.
That makes a lot of sense now, reality TV.
But you can get, I think, IMDb
credit.
Oh. Because that's
which, but you can
something
get
that's legit.
Credit.
Maybe a Wikipedia page.
A lot of people.
Well,
YouTube
you can
channel.
Get a fashion line. You can get like a check. And maybe
check.
Miles will get a home.
You can get
maybe.
Instagram
well,
friends and
Miles
following.
Has apparently started his Just Love.
Because
that's his thing. So on the social media network, it looks like Miles is trying to stay out of the tea and the drama. And he's approaching everything with this, you know, very straight boy. Very like deflect. No, I don't mean that. Mm. What do you mean? Cheekbones. His face
side
looks
tilt.
Like Scar. Like, remember how Scar's contour
yeah, he
was like
yeah.
on point?
He's
and I'm saying,
definitely
I wonder,
got that
do you think Miles
ball.
Wears makeup?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, because he has acne, and you can see that he's got on cover
his
up.
Skin is just too perfect. For words.
But he's got like.
Well, he's going to be in over at our sister right network, Black Hollywood Live. So make sure you check out. I'm going to see if he has some makeup on.
See if he got some makeup. Scratch it off.
Because we ain't bring no more damn people on here because they can't handle it. All right.
Or we could just have him cry and see if it runs down. Just like a.
Like Shonda.
Well, it could be like makeup forever and like really good. So he could cry and it would still be.
Yeah, he looked like he wearing good makeup, though. I'm just saying. All right, so
I'm like not even in the conversation.
He's like,
I'm
what? Like,
you know, as a newly outed gay male, he surely found the best. What is it called?
Foundation.
Concealer or foundation.
This motherfucker.
Trying to act like you don't know Stefan.
I did a gang. I mean, what?
You did a gang of what?
I said I date.
Oh.
And I
You get powdered up.
I do.
All right, so Miles is relieved since coming out to his cousin, ex-girlfriend Amber, and family and everyone. So he set up a beach picnic.
And the Pacific Palisades.
At the Pacific Palisades.
You know, you can't have no glass on
Palisades.
The beach.
Right, there was plastic. You know, CVS be selling the cute little wine tabs. Milan came up, and he was like, all right, this is cute.
This is cute. What's up?
Milan be hitting, this would be like the most, this is like the most heterosexual relationship ever, because Milan be coming in like... The bitchy girl, like, mm-hmm. Okay, this is cool.
Because they're playing roles.
You know it's my favorite wine. Like, okay.
Oh, and he sat at the beach, too.
He said, I just wanted to be a part of it. Okay, here's the thing. Let's pretend the situation's real. So, my thing we're going to pretend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so if you're someone who you really care about is coming out to their family, that's really not something I feel a relationship should be. It's not like a relationship conversation. It's not like to become one. No Spice Girls in this bitch. I feel like, you know what I mean? Let Miles
handle his business.
Yeah. Come back, report it to you. Then you guys can have a discussion. Now, he said, and I mean, it didn't even matter what he said, because all he had to say was, my family want to meet you. Ching!
And that changed everything. That's all you got to do.
I felt like it was a...
And when did that happen?
They do a lot of very masculine type situation. So even the beach setup with the two like lawn chairs as opposed to the blanket... Wouldn't you do the blanket? No.
But
the lawn chair is cool too.
I don't do blankets.
I don't like sand.
I don't like sand on my toes.
I stand corrected. Blankets.
That's more like an intimate.
To, like, lay
yeah,
out
you,
on the
yeah,
sand
you
together.
Laying down.
Because I didn't think that was bro-y. Because like it would have been bro if they had some like. Coronas or like something. But like they have wine glasses and like you went out and purchased that picnic basket.
Right. I never sipped wine at the beach. That was real clever.
Oh, I have. Just not out of a wine glass.
I'm like, not out of a
wine
glass.
We got some sipping. We got to get
Tupperware.
We need to get her a man. That's all we need. A good man. A good dude.
I do have one. Matter of fact.
We'll tell that dude.
Matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
So they cheers to life and they tell each other that they love each other.
Cheers.
It's hard for me to watch this knowing what's going on in real life. I can't take it.
Which leaves me with nothing to really say about him.
Moving on.
Except for that Kool-Aid smile that
he was
Milan
super happy.
Got.
Oh, yeah!
He had to, that thing was like this big.
My family wants to, oh, yeah!
Meet your family,
I'll be there. Where? When? How? How long? Now? Tonight?
Did Amber get to meet them? Because if Amber met them, I don't meet them. All right, so moving on from that, Omarion and April go and meet up with Big Boy. They get on that, what is that, Power 105? Is that what
it is? 92.3.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on 92.3?
Yeah, he got his own thing now.
Switch it up. Yep.
Switch it up.
I don't listen to that no more.
I'm serious.
Y'all bougie.
I listen to Maria Menounos' conversations every Monday at 10 a.m.
Plug.
All right, so in this conversation, Big Boy, I know he didn't mean it as shade, but it was like,
what you doing,
Omarion,
bitch?
Great for you, like, number one song on the radio, and April, you probably don't do too many interviews, huh?
Like, cool. What do you do?
Supposed to be! Yeah! Fuck yeah! Number one song, Omarion's in his one, like, you know, like, supposed to be is the number one thing that I have done. I'm even breaking records, y'all. Like
Mariah Carey's
inner break between a breakdown of an album and an album, and like, I'm number one.
Who's the statistician that's looking at the in-between break record?
What?
So like in between
albums,
I'm assuming?
In between like We Remembering Your Name, in between A Nervous Breakdown, and like what?
In between breaks, what? Could be a nervous breakdown.
In between relationships, in between question. What are we talking about?
Why is April there?
But hey, and why was Post to Be is a dope song.
It is.
Yes, you eat booty like groceries.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Well, I said it's platinum.
Speaking of booty like groceries, 50 Cent.
Snatching booties like groceries.
Snatching booty like groceries. That's why Soulja Boy wasn't on this episode.
Soulja Boy's out. I went and Googled that.
It was all alleged. All allegedly.
Everybody did.
Mm-hmm. I sure did. That'd
did it look booty snatching?
That's the fuck up Milan porn tape. That's the porn tape I want to see.
It did, but I didn't understand why they went that way.
I want to see 50 Cent smashing Soulja Boy.
No.
As a gay male, that's what I want to see. Let me have that, goddammit.
Why is April in
Although,
this interview?
Although, actually, no. I wouldn't want to see Soulja Boy taking it.
Because he's skinny. Boy,
be like, yeah, he's I'd be like, oh my God, is he okay?
I don't even want to think about Soulja Boy sexually at all. Can we, like, not even ever
Oh my God, you know
again?
What's so sad? When he first came out, though.
Oh, God.
You know,
Jesse.
My, you know I have
Jesse,
had a type.
No, please.
You had a type? And yes. That was your type?
Skinny tatted.
Soulja Boy.
The Chipotle bag looking boys.
With the blue long tee. He came
with
out.
What?
The blue long tee and Soulja Boy.
Oh, I thought you said teeth. I was like, you gotta have an ears for me.
That's weird.
But so, April, we come to find out that she's you know,
why is April in the interview?
Why?
Because she is.
She counts two.
She quickly found out that.
Well, that was his mom. That was him actually giving her a bone. Like, come to my interview, babe.
He gives her a bone. That's why they have.
Actually, that's more of a bone for him. Because it's, I don't know, for me, it's like the R&B star, the only one lasting. You know, here he is. He takes care of his girl, and they're on the number one show together. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, Omarion.
Yeah, so for him, yeah, but I think that's his way, him selling it. Like, but oh, you can be on the show too, and go get, you know, have your interview because ain't too many people trying to interview you, really.
I know, but what do you talk to her about? The relationship?
You don't, that's why.
I mean,
so
I
then why is she there?
I would rather interview her than him. Because I know I could get some.
But you, big boy, is 92.3. We talk about the number one record. I mean, what is April doing?
Because they need a storyline.
Who's watching the kid?
Right.
Mama. Where's the baby?
Where's Mega?
Right. Her
Where's
mama. They made up. Remember?
But you know what? Omarion knows what he's doing. He keeps knocking her up so she could stay out the studio.
That's why she had like
where
a
she
real,
supposed to be as the mama. You know what I'm saying? He let her know in the car.
Bitch, sit down like you supposed to be.
Like you supposed to be.
Shut she her said, mic
when
like you supposed to be.
When I first came out here,
artist.
We were both musicians.
Baby, I've been a musician since I was, what, 13?
Bitch, he been bumping. Longer than you been.
Bump.
We were both musicians. Well, he was Omarion and you was all on it. Like,
well, here's the other thing, because I want to know who else she was dating, because then she comes on to say,
you
know, I want to rely on you for my music, but I'm nervous about waiting because, you know, I had to give so much up. And in my past relationships, when I gave up, I found out that, you know, and I was supposed to rely on them, they never came through. And so I'm just looking like, girl, that's not like a go date, because I ain't never dated nobody that I felt like I was going to rely on my career.
Every time, and that's her go-to
and
move.
And maybe we're taking that out of context.
That's
you know,
her go-to move. No, she said that. She was relying.
I mean,
giving up stuff, sacrificing.
She was dating producers or whatever who thought we're going to give her something or give
just
her
like, see where that
track.
Got Tierra Marie.
My moment is passing by.
Do you
your
see
moment.
That where that got Tierra Marie?
Does April even have something that we've ever heard of?
So, what's her last name? April?
April Jones.
Oh, no, this Omarion just turned into a
April.
Bad situation.
April Jones.
So they're not married yet, right? They just forget.
They ain't married.
Is it April
they
Jones?
They just got kids.
I think it may be April Jones, up. But I'm just. April.
This is the reason I moved to LA.
She looked like April Jones.
She looked like April Jones.
The reason I moved to LA was to
April
be famous.
Woo. April Wu.
That's
she's
so racist
April.
Because
no, not.
I
it's
thought Wu in
she's
my
Asian.
Head.
But that's because I thought Elisa Wu because she was, yeah, but that doesn't mean.
Oh, I was at Santa Monica the other day and this Asian man got up and he told them that their last name was Wu and I was just like, okay. But anyway.
You need to be sharpening your skills. I think that was good that Omarion said
advice.
That. I do.
He'd be too.
He's kind of harsh about it.
Yeah. He alluded to like singing in the morning or whatever. That was stupid. I'm talking about sharpening your skills by like actually getting into a little showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Writing music.
It is April Jones. Hey!
It is. And I didn't realize she attempted to be a Pussycat Doll and on Making the Band and on American Idol. And she made it to the final auditions for all of those.
So she's tried.
And so she booked
final
the job.
Auditions?
Which was getting pregnant by Omarion. That's the job. That's the reason she moved to LA. This is the reason I moved to LA.
if you've been on every reality singing show and it ain't working out.
Well, maybe her job is that she's missing what her calling is.
She would have been a cute pussycat doll.
It's a reality girl.
It's not a reality girl. She's not a good reality girl.
Honestly, if she's I was a April, good baby I would mama sit real to a quiet. Dude I'd be like, see, the thing is, it can't be no Memphis in a toy situation where you get 8 cheating passes. It can't be that. But if I feel like Omarion ain't cheating on me.
It doesn't seem like it. He wants to take her on tour with the baby. So with he ain't
she gonna,
like,
travel. She gets to I would be eating Cheetos.
Kick her feet pregnant all the motherfucking time.
She's an artist.
I'll be painting on some watercolor paint in the motherfucking
or get in like a different craft. Do something.
Can I be a backup singer for you or
get
something?
Get a hobby.
Shit, can I open your show?
The septum.
Be a mommy. Like what's wrong with being a good mommy?
She wants to be both.
Like a famous mommy.
She wants to be Beyonce.
Everybody want to be Beyonce.
I mean, they all do. She's a singer. I bet you she wants. That's everybody why she worried about Beyonce. Retirement. Because she's like, I'm young and I'm missing my time. I'm having these babies. I still got to drop it like a time.
If you want to be Beyonce, time's up. That's it.
You can't be Beyonce. There's only one Beyonce.
Right.
There will never be another Beyonce.
She wants to be April Beyonce.
April Beyonce.
All right. So let's talk about it. We got a new creep squad. It's Rich Dollaz, Ray J, and Willie. Willie, to me, doesn't fit in the creep squad.
Well, they don't want him. They want to protect him from them.
But as soon as he said, man, I usually roll with my creep squad back home, but I was like, if you got Ray J,
you win it all the above. Although, I don't know, it's really hard to replace a Peter Guns. So, pause on that note, the Love and Hip Hop New York preview we got. Yes, Remy Ma. Yeah. And hair to all the other random
bitches. I don't know who else.
Yeah. I don't even know
anybody. Well, Amina will be back.
Amina looked good with the blonde
hair. She looks good. Mm-hmm. Yandy will be back.
Yeah. And finally, they threw us like a cute white girl, I think, in there.
And Rashida.
Who was
finally
that?
got
rid of that red wig.
Red hair, and she finally, Mona was like, look, bitch, you finally got rid of the colors, you can come on the show. You can actually, hold
dollar.
A diamond or
she's
whatever the fuck.
Starring. She's what not a guest leads? Star.
She gets her name in the title.
Right.
Nice.
All right.
Good for her.
So, Rich Dollaz, Ray J, Willie, that we hear this new song from Willie. It sounded pretty dope.
Freak Got a Week.
Yeah. That's been sampled so many times, but.
Is that Patra?
Is that Patrick?
A gala freak.
I don't know. This is Krypton Conan song with Jeremiah that I love. There's a remix of that. So Ray J, Rich, and they have talk about Monice and how she's a handful and she's crazy like my girl Princess. And I'm just looking at Ray J like, now Monice is crazy. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to you and Princess.
That's a different situation.
At the man in the mirror.
Mm. Love it.
Right. Straight up. Look at yourself.
Yeah, well, he alluded to his situations being not as sane, but I don't know.
And then having the nerve to say L.A. was his city. Since when? Oh. I know.
Stop. Give it to Ray J.
Because every time I see you on the streets, I laugh.
Well,
I remember one time I saw Ray J. I was driving to Hollywood. City, I saw Ray J, and I just couldn't help but laugh.
I mean, whose city is it?
I can't take it seriously.
It's not real,
dog.
You can't really claim
Natalie
L.A.
Natalie Nunn's, bitch.
I run L.A.
You can't claim L.A. L.A. is too massive.
So we see a strip club, Crazy Girls.
Right. Doesn't actually exist.
Oh, no, it exists.
On Sunset.
I feel like
Boulevard.
That's.
Oh, no, it doesn't exist where they place it.
It
but I did look it up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's on La Brea.
I see it on La Brea all the time. I would never go in there. It looks so dingy.
It doesn't look like. Yeah.
It didn't look like that on the inside.
It didn't look like that.
Or wherever they were filming
that.
I'm not sure.
But I will tell you, when you Yelp it, it's got 1.5 stars.
Which I'd
their,
be afraid
their
of.
Their first review says something like, don't ever go here.
Yeah,
I can't even.
Bad idea. That's like
cockroaches in the pussy.
don't come here. That's right. How it opens up.
So, all right. So we get to the Crazy Girls, and Fizz wants Nikki in the new lotion video.
You're the inspiration for my lotion.
But she just can't handle it.
I can't
it
do that. I got too much going on.
I can't take him serious.
Right. I can't take her serious.
He
can
take either of them serious. Out of all muses,
I'm not mad at that.
Come on, you gotta choose her as a muse.
You're into the plastic.
He's in so much denial. I guess the plastic feels good.
Bitch, he was like, you know, I'm gonna put that lotion. That
I'm pretty sure he don't ever have to actually get in the plastic.
He's not putting it down, which confirms by her saying, I ain't gonna be in you. I ain't got no time to be in your video. I gotta do my fashion show. He ain't putting it down.
I'm not about to be your video girl.
If you was putting it down,
she would have been in that
video.
Let the game ask her.
Oh, yeah. tomorrow.
She would have been like, sausage.
What was that?
You remember Lil Mama? So my new thing is that I understand why Lil Mama said sausage like that in the song. Because if I seen the game in person in his boxes like that, I would have been saying sausage. Have you seen his Instagram?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. That's not
that Stephon.
Dells went up in boxer briefs.
They sure did.
He wasn't wearing no Milan.
Because that third arm was just right there.
Bitch.
For all
that
to
third
see.
Arm looked like a damn Pringle can you hiding know? In
him.
Wait, what?
Do you remember the Vienna ice cakes?
Vienna ice cakes?
Yeah, I figured you would have remembered that. I thought you would remember.
Cue the juvenile.
No, not yet.
PG-13. I can't.
So
too much. So as this
sees
about
Shonda dancing.
Oh man!
Now let's rewind because now Willie is going to have a showcase,
yes.
And you know he felt like. Obviously, his baby mama gonna be there, Shonda. And he felt like Nikki and Fizz should be around.
We should come hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we should get Nikki and Fizz to
well,
come hang out.
Well, the problem is, Miss Nikki, baby.
Don't know.
She drops all the tea and tells Willie that she been entertained, y'all.
She been doing some stuff, y'all.
You stupid.
Turn it up. Cash money record picking over for the nine. She told Willie.
Hey.
So that's what Shonda been doing for days, y'all. I need some dollars. I got to buy my kids food.
Oh, my God.
We need some light change. She was like, don't worry. My husband ain't going to know about this.
She's like, they got these water. They got these red cameras here.
You ain't going to know at all.
And then Willie was like, yes, Mark, on the fucking cues. Willie was like, excuse me, you said what? And then Nikki and Fizz went into their tea time.
They were like, all right, honey, what?
I feel so bad right now.
I didn't know he didn't know.
But I'm just like, wouldn't, if you were going to go do something scandalous,
wouldn't
you be
tell
like,
your girl, hey, Nikki, don't say shit to my man, because yeah. I ain't tell him.
My man don't know we here.
But she didn't have her P's and Q's right, because no. L.A. is small. Like she said.
Okay, so I'm not. There's a lot that I actually can't buy. So she's been stripping for days, is what we're supposed to believe.
You know,
yep. Her husband has no idea, but they have kids,
and she's like, she's putting, but she's saying she's putting food on the table,
yeah.
And like, where's this money coming from?
With clothes on,
but that's why she in the daytime, so she only getting like a little bit of cash, so it's not so much cash that he would be like, what the hell?
So the kids all get ice cream sandwiches with the $10,
$15
she's making.
They get like Lunchable instead of, you know, I made a peanut butter jelly.
She ain't making no money. That's not.
She making a little bit.
No,
yeah, but I'm just like,
don't
even
go to Crazy Girls.
Right,
whatever
like, don't
that
be putting
is.
Your crab cakes out there if you only making some chump change. You know what I'm saying?
And then
you
it's the
do
most
it, do
embarrassing.
It all the way and right. Bring home some stacks.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And then as a wife, I know she talking that she did it before and all that good stuff. You are a man's wife now. You can no longer strip. Period.
But he should have known that. He signed up for that when yeah. he wifed a stripper.
No, period, though. Why?
No,
you're wife
stripper.
Now.
Wife to stripper.
But the thing is...
And that's apparently all she thinks she is capable of doing. Because everything
really
out of her mouth is, I just was doing what I had to do for my girl.
You know,
there's
I never
wanted
to we got Uber, E24. Like, you can, like, type for Yelp. Like, there's shit
so you can spend a sign on the corner for, like, $10 an hour.
No, bitch. They get paid some cute
money. Some more
money than that.
There you go. 17 hours. Spend a sign, girl. And if you can do them kind of 12.
So okay, this
is that.
Be a bit of Jiffy Lube like when you go
butt clapping and everything. They'll be all up in there. It'd be amazing.
I have so many issues with this entire thing.
Actually, I think I have a new one.
You
new
have a new one.
I have so many issues.
Get some strippers to spend some time.
Another issue I have is having discussions in front of company when you are in a relationship. You don't have those kind of discussions. Okay,
well,
so...
Well, company got the fuck up and left. They were like, ooh,
but have you ever been around a couple that started going
yeah,
off
very
and you
awkward.
Was like, yo, I don't know what
this
I should be doing. You just start building a house. You don't know what to do. You like, oh, he cussing her ass out.
It's very uncomfortable.
Is this cup made in China?
You know, like when they say when you go over your friend's house and the mom starts, like, whooping your friend's
the Kermit Frog.
You're like, are we supposed to leave?
The but snuggle you can't bear. Go nowhere because you ain't got no ride. Right. Like,
yo, you can't have those types of discussions in front of...
Mom, can you come get me? Shante got in trouble.
So I...
With a beach on his ass. With a beach on his ass. Why? I found out she's tricking on a car.
First off, I get Willie. I know he's caught off guard.
Oh, it's
but...
hot as fuck in here. Sorry.
Because y'all going so hard on it.
Going hard. So you think he should have been like... Hey, pause. Girl. Y'all playing. No, like, all right.
I would, this
what
is
would
me.
You have paused?
This is me.
What would you have been like, yo, what? You
I'll give it to you straight up. If they say, oh, blah, 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 you've been stripping, I'd have been like, what the? You've been.
I'm going to talk about this at home.
Go, I got to rehearse, get ready for this scene. And bounce. I would have bounced, though. I guarantee you, my girl would have been like, baby, let me in the dressing room while you're rehearsing. I just want to talk to you.
I know
sorry.
I'm fucking a bitch in here. How's that feel? Since we keep it secrets and shit.
Trying to keep the family together. Trying to keep the family
together. Had to do what I had to do. Don't have marital discussions in front of company.
Well,
rule number one.
If you want to keep your Love and Hip Hop Hollywood check, you better have all the conversations right. You can in public. So you
and
gotta do what
cry.
You gotta do. And then cry on the sidewalk when you're done.
She said, I need it right now money.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know what? Why don't you do it right now by yourself? And then
she's like, don't even play with me like that, Willie.
Really?
She smacked him, but
and he was like,
if he leave her ass though,
she'll be fine. She'll go back to the club. She'll be absolutely fine.
Rich Dolls will probably start dating her next year,
right? And that will work out because that's what she needs. Willie's too much of a nice guy, and she takes advantage of him.
Yeah,
because you know, if it was like a Jocelyn CVJ situation. No. It would have been all right.
I don't want to make it like that. I just feel like she got backed into a corner. I'm just going to go, you know, and
there
I'm just going to sound shady, but I'm just like, maybe she ain't as educated as, you know,
yeah,
I would like
she
to leave.
Seem like
because
it.
I'm just like, girl, like, I'll get you hooked up and you can be a Herbalife coach.
Us.
Like, you know what I mean?
She said, I
you
had to do what I know
work.
I could.
I can help you with that. Like,
sell some,
you
we sell go, some we got work. You, girl. You need a job. Get you fissy right here at Apple.
I had to do what I know that I could do. That's all she knows that she can do. It's the
cooter.
Saddest thing in the world.
It is
it's
very not. Sad.
Well, it is.
And if it's fake at all, it's even
it
more
would,
sad.
I mean, it would be sadder if it was like, she was like, I can't even go to the stage. I just have to hit the corner. Like, could you imagine if that's what we were talking about? Like, he walked out leaving and she was on the corner like...
My man just dumped me, like...
And then he said something like, I can't even think about my wife dancing for other men. But he knew that she
did it before, and he said it hurt him. He said that later. He was like, it hurt me when you did that the last time.
But my thing, I thought he was going
to
start saying something else. When
he
was looking at her, he was like, but it ain't you that's supposed to be out here doing that. I thought he was going to go into, if anyone going to suck a dick around here, it's going to be me for the family.
Now move over, baby.
I'm here for that. 50 Cent and Willie of Day 26. That's the tape I want to see. Actually, that would actually be really awkward, the two of them. Separately, but I'm totally into that.
Okay.
All right, so moving on from that. I don't know what it is when I get around you people.
I don't know.
You get all
feisty, nasty, I love it.
Y'all are on one.
Throw a fucking mug. All right, so
family,
anyways, 5 minutes. So we get to the audience where Willie's performing.
There was six people. It was nice.
All seven of them.
All seven of them. Which it looked like the Hollywood and Highland area.
Okay.
It kind of did. It was like House of McCall.
Or like a Korean barbecue karaoke place.
Yeah, it kind of did look like a K-barbecue. Just keeping it really real.
Karaoke but I still love you, Willie. When he leaves, Shonda's outside
sharpening
crying.
His skill, though, by the way.
Sharpening his skill.
April.
April.
Take every chance you get.
Take some notes.
Do some open mics, April. Sang on a corner in Santa Monica.
And he was in a multi
not Santa Monica.
Group.
You have to have a license.
Humble yourself.
You have to have a permit.
Humble yourself. And he could get on stage, you can get on stage.
Yeah. Okay. And if she did some open mics, April, we would probably expose her.
Yeah. That's interesting. She was in making the band.
Girl.
So
I don't remember her from making the band.
I mean, girl,
I could
was,
see her
she didn't make the band.
Yeah,
boom, boom, she cat, did, but boom, she made boom, it to the finales.
She's cute. That's why she made it to the finales.
Yeah,
keep
why
it real.
I remember somebody tossing their hair. Around.
And you know, she also had to do what she had to do.
Who knows what her hair was back then?
She put
it
that
probably
hair
was red and pink.
Maybe. Might or she could have had a natural, you know what I mean?
Like, no, it was in between Diddy's fingers. Having her make the band. Wow. You want to make the band?
Maybe that was one of her past relationships in which it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. All right, so as Willie goes out, Shonda's crying, and I'm just like, bitch,
she's bawling.
What concealer are you using? Because I think it's four shades too dark. Because as she's crying,
well, you know, she got about four skin tones in the whole episode because her little confessional, she looked like a dark skin chick, and then she was on the stage looking like a brown skin chick, and then she was on the corner crying looking like a light skin chick. So I was like, I don't know who you
when
are.
She, when he came out the she's damn building, she looked like the Applause art cover from Lady Gaga with the damn.
Okay, so shout out to your mascara and your eyeliner, girl. That wasn't going nowhere.
Stop crying, baby. You're embarrassing us.
We here. Let me just point out the horrible writing.
I'm sorry.
So they want us to believe again that he finished the she left before the performance. So he did an entire performance. She was crying.
He sang one song. Yeah,
he finished the performance. The people left, so he had to say bye to people and thank you for coming.
20 minutes.
They're still in there.
Okay, so 20. She's been out there 20, 30 minutes.
Where else
she had to cool off? She walked around.
She's still right there at the.
She was in that back parking lot.
She's embarrassed. She had her come to Jesus moment when she realized, like, I did that to my husband.
Just you open up a door, she's just like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to dance no more.
I just did it because I had to.
Oh, Lord.
For the family.
Y'all stand. What's wrong with
you? I had to put food on the table.
I'm doing the most, you know.
Hot dogs and poking beans and weenies. Because that's all I can afford.
We had to have pinks, though.
I can't eat that.
The babies deserve a pinks dog.
I can't eat the Hebrew Nationals no more.
No more Hebrew Nationals.
We needed the upgrade.
If I have to eat another old Franks from the dollar store, I'm done. I'm not eating no Oscar Mayer wieners, damn it.
Those are pricey. Mm.
Those are up there.
But you could go, maybe she wanted to go to Costco so she could get the whole Kirkland pack for like, you know, months.
And
that's like $20.
I think we just created an entire scenario.
That's all they're eating at their dinner table.
The weenies are expensive.
Well, bitch, I'm assuming that's what you eat. Some damn corn dogs and beans if you out here thinking that the only thing you can do for some extra side cash is strip during the day.
Mm. Well, maybe she knew stripping part-time. She was only going to make like $50. So, yeah.
Girl, food stamps out here, they give you a quick $2.75 and be out here.
They can't apply. They just got here.
I've been on food stamps.
She knows that she was homeless.
Huh? So gas. So she's stripping for gas money. I want us to reduce her to what she's doing.
She might be stripping for gas money.
She's stripping for gas money.
I mean, I know gas is kind of cheap right now, but this was filmed, earlier this year? So, you know, gas was kind of high. Making sure Willie can get to
his seat. So the kids don't eat, but they got a full tank.
They got a full tank of gas to get to school, and Willie can get to work.
You only got to survive off water for a month.
You know what I'm saying.
Take that.
You good.
Then you fasting? You'll be on the Jesus diet.
Oh, Lord.
40 days, 40 nights.
Keeping it fit.
Nice.
What are you talking
about? Keeping it slim.
All right, let's talk about Moniece, Fizz, and Cam. Mm. So, Fizz says he wants to meet Rich Dollars.
Sorry.
Which is fair.
Fair enough.
Y'all are on one.
Because it's like, you dating who? That we've been watching for how many seasons? And he just did What with Diamond Strawberry and Johnny Blaze.
You want to talk about my son? I don't care whatever you do to you, but he ain't doing nothing to my son.
It's the first episode I ever respected Fizz.
Mm. I've been having lots of respect for him.
I respected him when he cried last time and hugged Moniece.
I know y'all love Fizz. Y'all know I
don't love
I would be
Fizz.
At the concert with the Fizz were like,
Daddy!
I would not call Fizz daddy.
Never.
I love you, Daddy.
How big is Fizz in real life?
He's like, yay,
hi. I like how you
get
like this.
I'm just trying to figure out.
You gotta be this tall to. Oh, yeah, you gotta go like this to put the curls down.
I'm just glad that ponytail gone. With his little curly.
But it's a little Just For Me curls.
He looks like he would be on a Just For Me box. Yeah, anyway.
All right, so Moniece and Rich. Moniece tells Rich, we have to have a serious conversation.
Because we're not even banging like we used to. We're gonna get in.
It's like we're married.
I just. Y'all been together 3 months?
Did you see Rich's face when she was like,
at the beginning of the season, it was what, 3 months? How long did she say they were together when they first, like, when they, like, got in the car?
I think she said, like, 7 months. Has it been 7 months?
I feel like it was 7 months. I want to say it was seven. For some reason, seven's coming to me.
Okay.
All I know is I kind of fell for Ritz because, my goodness, if she, there's a meeting every week with this chick.
Every week.
But you got to meet with my therapist. You got to meet with my mother. You got to meet my father. You got to meet my great grandma. You got to meet my.
The mama thing was an accident, though, because she had gotten that fight with her mama. So he was, you know.
But damn, though, we still got to have a meeting every week, regardless.
But if we're talking about, like, you're about to move out here. Like,
I understand
the baby
daddy.
Have some meetings, because if you date somebody that's got family issues and then turn around got a child, like, you, and not like a grown child, it's a little bitty baby. Mm-hmm. You gonna have to meet some folks. Yeah.
But you notice how his hair is turning gray.
Yeah,
she's stressing him.
His wrinkles is prominent.
Mm-hmm.
Stressing him out.
Well, Rich is 50, so I mean,
no, he's not. He's 39.
I was like, Rich better love Moniece because he jumping through
well,
hoops.
He don't love her no more because they ain't together. So, that lasted for a while.
That's because
they had too many meetings.
Her coochie game was weak.
No, it was amazing.
How is it amazing?
I mean,
I'm not putting this on her.
I think it was him.
She knew what she was getting into.
He was messy. He went back to New York and was like, oh, that's stressful. Let me give me a chick over here.
Moniece tells Rich.
He said, I finished my season in L.A. now.
That's it.
If you fuck up the meeting, then we're done.
He heard Erica Mena broke up with Bow Wow.
Bang. I'd go back to New York if Erica Mena broke up. If I was rich.
If you were rich.
But I'm not rich.
But if you weren't rich and Erica Mena was waiting for you for the fires, would you go?
I mean,
you let her blow out the fire?
Stefan, you would walk into the abyss. Just lose you in that bat.
Ooh, we'd be like, what happened to Stefan?
With all the rest of 375 men, you just be...
They'd be like, Stefan, they don't love hip hop no more. Out the bus. Where he at? Oh.
Eric so Moniece.
Where your head at?
He can't even Moniece talk no more, y'all. Tongue twisted.
If this goes left, the relationship is over. I can't take a chick like
nope.
that. Every day you got an ultimatum and a threat. Come on, Moniece.
She didn't threaten him or ultimatum
First
him.
First off, she put on the sociopath face when she said
but her sociopath. Whole face is a sociopath face. Like, she looks crazy every day.
But she does. No, she looks bright and cheery and lovey.
She's beautiful,
No, but
I think,
when
but
she looks bright
she
and cheery, it still kind of looks scary.
Like, she'd
like,
she
be like, hey, guys, I love this. And you're like,
And she would, like, stab you under the table while you're talking to her.
I'd be like, I love you too, girl.
I love you, Moniece.
Let's go to the park together and let me hold your hand.
What's in
wrap you up in that straight jacket.
All right, so we get to Rich and Fizz at the man cave.
Oh, this was
right up
like, like a real man, though. Like a real man, though. Like, I like how you
cave.
Came at me like a real
I
man. For real,
that,
I respect that because you a real
that.
Man, right?
You a real man. And I can
how many
dig
times
that.
A real man? I should have counted.
I can dig
but
a real
I feel
man.
Like if you feel you ain't really gonna be doing this with Moniece, yeah. then all I ask is do what y'all do, but just
leave
try
my son
to remain
out of
away
it.
From us. That.
Fair that enough. Makes lots of sense.
I told you,
but
enough respect
not,
for Fizz.
But that's
respect.
Also not Rich's job.
To have to make sure.
Because if Moniece got the baby over there, knowing that he's going to be there, that's not in his control. That's
I'm
Moniece's
uncle.
Job.
Like, what's up, little man?
Yeah, I'd be like, please don't ever call yourself uncle. And please
so
don't
gross.
Ever pretend like you're, the child's mine, yours. Now, I want you to take care of the child if it's around, but
I like he got specific. He was like, don't discipline my kid.
Yeah.
Now, if he gets caught in a fire, I'm going to save him. I'm going to provide the hose and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to spray
that shit out.
But other than that,
I'm good.
You should have been here.
Call your dad.
I thought it was very touching. Kimmy. I feel like it's a difficult situation. They have a kid together, you know, family's kind of broken up, and it's a hard situation to come in and be the outside guy.
Well, speaking of the outside guy, Tiara Marie felt like that today because Miss Hazel was doing a photo shoot and brings Princess into the fashion show and spills that Tiara got cosmetic surgery.
Shaded.
Princess asked if Tiara's line is going to bring the other girl's line down because, you know, she's wondering if it's couture or Walmart.
Which means
or
she,
girl,
actually in this case
she said couture
Lisa Frank paper.
You brought some stationery, bitch. I thought this was a fitting.
I'm like, bitch, what you bringing in? What fast show home
called samples.
Paper.
Samples.
This was the obvious Hazel
Dunder Mifflin
like. Ambush of Tiara Marie.
She told her, oh, you know what? We're only bringing paper. We're bringing paper fittings. So
paper
just
fittings.
Bring that.
Fail.
This bitch is saying origami. Like, the fuck? All right. So they get to the House of Glam, which is the fashion show fitting, and we see Hazel brushing wigs. Milan is pretending.
Brushing wigs.
Milan is pretending he's measuring somebody with a measuring tape. I'm like, it's already on the man.
This is my ex-boyfriend. We're going to bring him on here.
No, it was just a gratuitous shot of a dude's penis in drawers.
It was a good one, by the way.
I was like, what are y'all doing right now for Love and Hip Hop?
Where's Game?
Setting it up.
JCR!
Why couldn't we got JCR? I thought this was Love and Hip Hop. Why couldn't JCR be wearing the damn drawers?
I know you in California. You could have had the pants shorts on.
Tierra comes in with two jackets. Or
no,
like,
she had a jacket and some paper mache.
And to measure the girls, because then her manufacturer's going to whip them right on
in a week.
In a week's time.
I'm like, bitch, sucking dick at the manufacturers? Because I know
how long it takes to get them. Are you only manufacturing one jacket?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
you can get one jacket out.
And then, because you said,
or is April giving you the hookup over in Thailand or wherever to get it?
But it's gonna take a week to ship that.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? And if you're doing custom fit for everything, it's not like you can give them one and they just copy that. They making custom for everybody.
For everybody.
Well, honey,
a week, honey.
Tierra's pissed.
Oh,
this is
and doesn't want to be a part of the show. She can't fathom it because then Nikki Milan are telling Tierra basically that Princess should be the one that's mad if anyone's gonna be mad.
That was weird.
Like, I need popcorn.
Which is outside of their business.
Yeah.
I'm just like, at this point,
I thought y'all was Team Tierra. Like, y'all just
Why don't you go back to fitting your underwear?
They're trying to get that.
It was an obvious ambush by Hazel.
Yeah, but they all co-signed with Hazel, which was weird.
Because she's probably been feeding already.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's fine.
Remember, it's royalties over loyalties,
which I'm fine with.
And everyone in there is trying to stay on that fashion show, so they ain't trying to.
Especially Milan. He's like, let me just get, I'm going to walk her to her car.
That's all I'm doing. I'm just walking her to her car.
I'm not her friend. I'm not her friend.
I don't even follow her on Instagram.
I'm just going to help her out.
I'm coming back, okay? Can we put a wedge in the door?
Don't give away my space.
Can we put a wedge in the door? Hazel brings up T sleeping with ex-boyfriend and said, we might have built a bridge, but we ain't crossed it yet.
That is not a word.
We ain't acrossed it yet.
Acrossed is not a word.
Acrossed.
Enough of this alley talk.
But I have to say, she did read Miss Tierra for Phil talking about, oh, I'm disrespectful? Let's talk about some disrespectful shit.
This is her moment.
When you was sucking dick in the motherfucking alley.
This is her
your
moment.
Your best friends. Man, that's disrespectful shit. Mm. When you gonna do some fraudulent shit to Miss Princess and then go behind her back to her man, that's some disrespectful shit. I don't even know if she had anything disrespectful to Nikki, but she was like, and that disrespectful shit you
Masika,
did to
Masika,
Nikki.
You did something with, she was with
Masika.
Just throw her, sure you just gotta throw Masika's name in
and
there.
And I know you fuck Miles.
You know, I know.
Yeah, Milan.
Right.
What?
Miles.
Just get everybody involved.
No.
And she said, all you models look fat.
Oh, y'all. And this nose is not even mine.
Now let's get her. Let's jump her.
Worst.
And
ever.
It was all in on it, though.
The worst ever.
Well, no, the worst ever is Tierra leaving and then said, I hope you die tomorrow.
Yeah, girl.
That was the worst.
Like, wow,
because I was like, you did
you
good.
Were
you
emotionally
away.
Affected by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because she didn't punch her. I was like, oh, good. You didn't try to fight. You just said, fuck you.
Shout out to Tierra for not punching.
You did real good, but then that whole die, bitch. You don't wish death on
the death there was a little too much.
That was a bit much.
Well, on that note, let's head into, and can we get predictions, but can we do it with, shake the juvenile. Thank you. Let's head into predictions. I know you got Sergio because he canceled his. All right. So next we're gonna get Max. He sits down with Ray J and they're talking about Princess and Monice. What are you thinking about that? That looks boring. Next week we're gonna get Fizz and Monice and he's gonna put her in the video and she says, "I love you."
I love you. How you feel about that? You think about me
they
too?
They just need to get back together because I like that.
I kind of like it too.
But the best is that Tierra and Monice are going to do a revenge plot and they're gonna crash the fashion show runway.
I like that too.
I liked it.
She came hard.
Piss on them.
I can't wait. Just piss all on that damn runway. All
right,
y'all.
Up.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me everywhere at DJ Jussie J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
At your girl Trinae.
I'm at I Am More Fire. Check me out.
Turn it up.
Hey.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From
executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.